This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, we've seen at least 8 different hearings in the last 2 years with Senator Paul DeStroys, the man involved in gain of function in his own documents using that term. But if you create a totally new synthetic virus of a scan of natural viruses, they could claim it's like a new designer drug. It's not covered by law yet. And that's what the head CEO of Pfizer said on national news. This got no attention a few weeks ago, but here the clip has now been discovered, covering his ass, admitting that indeed they have created totally synthetic viruses in the lab of COVID-19, completely illegal. And then we get to Peter Daszak in December of 2019, also telling the media they'd indeed done this. Here it is.
What information are you expecting to get over the next couple weeks, both from within, you know, Pfizer and BioNTech, and also from around the world? We saw the South Africa data last night. We know that academic labs everywhere are working on this. How will you make that decision about whether those 3 doses are enough, or if you do need to switch to that Omicron specific vaccine, which we understand you started working on already and could have by March?
Yes. The data that we received are data that we got from what we call pseudovirus. So it's not the real virus. It is a virus that we have constructed in our labs, and it is identical with the Omicron virus. This is a very well-known study.
But if you're saying these are diverse coronaviruses and you can't vaccinate against them, there are no antivirals, what do we do?
Well, so I think that coronaviruses are pretty good. I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. This spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus, zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Barrick at UNC mm-hmm. to do this. Insert it into the backbone of another virus and do some work in the lab. So you can get more predictive when you find a sequence. You've got this diversity. Now, the logical progression for vaccines is if you're going to develop a vaccine for SARS, mm-hmm. people are going to use pandemic SARS as but let's try and insert some of these other related and get a better vaccine.
And I guess also knowledge of what's there. If you see something emerging, it gives a head start on making a vaccine or a therapeutic.
That's true. And you know, better knowledge of where they are as well, so that you can put your money into those clinics that matter. And that's one of the big things.
So there
things
you go,
that
folks. A catch-all vaccine that Bill Gates made with Peter Daszak, now released on us, and they take over the world. And they're making stuff synthetic in labs, and they admit it all, but there's no gain of function happening, Dr. Ben Marble. We've got 2 minutes left. Closing comments on that.
Well, obviously, that's an admission of guilt, what he just said, and why he's not arrested yet boggles my mind. The CEO of Pfizer there, he should be in prison. The CEO of Moderna, he just deleted his Twitter account the other day after he sold like $400 million worth of stock in Moderna. So they know the game's up and they're cashing in their chips because the kill shot program is done. They're done with it. They've already dosed half the planet. So that's pretty, scary what's to come. I would encourage people certainly to go to myfreedoctor.com, though, and get the early treatment protocols. Yes, we prescribe ivermectin. Yes, we prescribe hydroxychloroquine and all the other controversial drugs. There is a battle going on with the pharmacists across America, and this is where each state can step up and put a stop to these pharmacists. I call them COVID cult pharmacists. They refuse to fill a prescription for a simple, safe drug. Ivermectin's safer than Tylenol.
Because they're executioners. They know damn well what they're doing. They're part of the cult.
They're practicing medicine without a license, and the governors across the country need to put a stop to these pharmacists doing that.
They're blocking medical doctors that are practicing medicine.
Correct. They're stopping us. They're killing people because they won't let us deliver the early treatment to the patients that need it. So that needs to stop. I would say to any patients that are getting through, we do get overwhelmed. We're a ragtag crew of about 35 people treating the whole country. And so if you do get through and have a hard time getting to us, you can always email support@myfreedoctor.com if you're having difficulty. And always be sure to include the patient's name, and that will help us to find you in our system and make
sure. All
right,
Dr. Marble, don't be a stranger. We love you. We appreciate you, and we salute you. Thank you so much. Give out that support email again.
It's support@myfreedoctor.com.
All right. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. All right. I got some big, bad news to cover. And then Gerald Celente takes over back in 60 seconds.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number four on this February 14th, Valentine's Day transmission. And we have got some really serious news. The West propagandists are creating this idea that war is imminent. 2 weeks ago, they said the war had already begun. A week ago, Bloomberg ran the headline that Russia attacks and invades Ukraine. Wasn't true. And then now, every 48 hours, the State Department says in 48 hours, Russia will attack. And so Biden said on Saturday they will attack on the 16th. Since when does somebody attack on a set date? That's the last thing you do. The truth is, we know Western forces have moved into Ukraine. They've moved in heavy weapons. There's a proxy war going on since 2014. TOW missiles, anti-tank, anti-aircraft, it's all being moved in. I'm not a Russophile. I am someone that wants peace and not to die. And so now Ukraine's president, NBC reports, says he's been told Russia will attack Wednesday. Well, yeah, we've heard that everywhere. We are told that February 16th will be the day of the attack, the president of Ukraine said. He said Monday, his government has been told Wednesday, February 16th will be the day of the attack by the U.S. State Department. Now he's come out and said, well, they told me that, but I'm being a smart mouth. Well, that's just not how you stop wars. But he did come out, and I've got the statements here, and say, come visit Ukraine. We're not under attack, Mr. Biden. Stop saying it. The Russians aren't invading. So he says that. It's in his newspapers. It's in their newspapers, but it never makes it over here. We just hear, hey, Russia is attacking. Russia is attacking as the C-130s and galaxies land with the anti-aircraft and anti-tank missiles. And as the Ukrainian forces press towards the east into the Russian border in those Russian-held ethnic areas, this is insane. This is what you'd expect from their whole vaccine platform falling apart, their whole lockdown program falling apart, Trudeau set to declare martial law. And, of course, what do you do when your power grab fails? Well, you launch a war. Wow. So this is just crazy. You know, they've got some actor, comedian president, they say, out of his depth. Biden doesn't know what planet he's on. This just has disaster written all over it. I know I'm really looking forward to hearing what one of the top researchers of the country and the top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, best-selling author, talk show host, researcher, has to say. So, Gerald, I know you've probably got a lot to cover, but I'm guessing you might be about to cover Russia first, or am I wrong?
Oh, you're right. Alex, this is the Trends Journal from back in spring 2014. And guess what? This is an article by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who you well know, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. Did a whole story over here. You know what the Russians are going to do back in 2014? They're going to invade Ukraine. They've been saying this since, and they keep building it up, and you spelled it out perfectly. the total failure of America's military wars. They lied us into Iraq. They've never brought these liars up. Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, they're dead now. I think Rumsfeld's gone. That other one, Powell, holding up his little colon of Powell crap. This is proof that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. They lied us into these wars. A total failure. You ready for this? This shows you what morons and imbeciles that are in charge. Remember Operation Enduring Freedom? Oh, no, you mean the 20-year war in Afghanistan that's destroyed the place that B.S. Biden pulled out of finally with the words, oh, no, no, the Taliban's not going to take over Kabul. They're not going to take over the country. And as you made it perfectly clear, you go to one of our magazine covers of the Trends Journal about 3 weeks ago, when all else fails, they take you to war. As we're speaking, take a look what's going on to the Dow. Oh, how many down days has the Dow had recently? Only a couple of 500 points here and there. Look what's going on. Look how the United States is now amplifying its war bases going to countries in Africa. Look how NATO is expanding all around Russia, which is in violation that they never talk about of the agreement made between Gorbachev and Reagan and Gorbachev and senior Bush administration. That NATO would not go, quote, by James Baker, one inch further than they are. Okay, not one inch further? Oh, you mean now they're all around Russia? We would love it if the Russians were up in Canada and the Chinese were surrounding us in Mexico. We'd be fine with that. And that was the whole deal. Ukraine was never supposed to go into NATO. And going back, and all the facts are here in this magazine back in 2014, here was the deal. Ukraine was in trouble economically, as they've been for a long time. What happened? The EU made a deal with them that they would give them money if they followed XXS and were going to join NATO. Russia came by and said, listen, don't join NATO. We'll give you a better deal. We'll give you a better economic deal and we'll give you a better deal with gas prices. So they said, okay, we'll go with Russia. That was the end of it. Anybody with a brain bigger than a pea, go to Victoria Nuland, N-U-L-A-N-D, Washington, D.C., December 2013. There she is giving a talk saying, this is at the National Press Club, and she goes on to say that Washington, you ready, has invested $5 billion, that's right, B, $5 billion, in non-governmental organizations, these are the NGOs, in Ukraine, you ready? To teach democracy in Ukraine. You look at this video, on one side of it is ExxonMobil, and on the other side is Chevron. That's who it was brought to you by. Oh, the gas deals and everything else? Oh, we forgot about little Hunter Biden, the little crap boy hunting for free crap all the time and whatever else he can hunt for? Oh, you mean the deal that they did after they overthrew the government of Ukraine? Where little John Kerry, another little arrogant nothing of a clown boy who was U.S. Secretary at the time, his stepson-in-law, who is Chris Hines from the Hines 57, yeah, married into that family. Him? Biden's son doing a deal with Burisma Energy in Ukraine. Making, I think by it ended, he made like $3 million. Doesn't know crap about energy. Burisma was a very, very shady deal company that I think they finally put out of business because of its corruption. This whole thing is one scam brought in front of us. Again, when all else fails, they take you to war. People forget, before 9/11, the Nasdaq was down 66%. Little Georgie Bush, again, another daddy's boy, born on third base, thought he had a home run. The Nasdaq is down. America's in a recession. His popularity rating is rapidly falling into the toilet where he should have gone with it. All of a sudden, 9/11, Operation Enduring Freedom, the phony real estate market, everybody forgot about the dot-com bust that happened in March of 2000. Several months later, we're off to war. And the same thing is happening now. The markets are going down hard. The harder they fall, the faster they'll sell us to war. History's just repeating itself. So stay tuned, everyone.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Great being on The Alex Jones Show. Listen, everyone, do what you can to support InfoWars. This is very serious what's going on. It's been very serious what's been going on for a long time. It just keeps getting worse. Again, as I had forecast in the Trends Journal going back to about 5 weeks ago, the COVID war is going to start winding down, and for two reasons. One, midterm elections, and the other one, the pressure from things such as the Freedom Convoy. And again, when the Freedom Convoy happened, before it happened, and I've been on Canadian with the movement, I told them that you guys are now, and women, are now setting the path for freedom like has never been done during this COVID war. What you're doing is huge, and it's going to make a very big difference. And I told them on and on and on to make sure you speak about peace all the time. And that's what we're talking about now, is we're talking about what's going on in Ukraine as well. This is about peace. Where are all the religions that, where are all of them saying, stop this war rhetoric, we need a march to peace? Where are they? I'm doing it as much as I can, and as you know, I started the church, freedompeacejustice.com, Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. None of them are talking about this. Alex Jones is talking about it. I'm talking about it. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. A number of us are fighting for freedom and peace and justice, but the mainstream media is just selling us war. I'm going to go back to the Trends Journal. Remember, this is when it was a quarterly. Now it's a weekly. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts wrote articles, I wrote articles. This is how they were launching the Ukraine war and teaching us more about hating Russia. And like Alex Jones said, I'm not Russian. I'm not supporting Russia. I support peace. Just like I wasn't for Iraq or Afghanistan, I just don't want to go to war with them. So, this is what I wrote. Excuse me, this is what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts wrote. Back in, again, this is spring of 2014. On March 10th, the U.S. Department of State issued a document listing President Putin's 10 false claims about Ukraine. In fact, the document was Washington's 10 lies about Russian aggression against Ukraine. The latest lies came from the Obama regime. I just want to stop about that for a second on the Obama regime. All these little libtards love that murderous Obama quoted in the book Double Down, quote, I'm really good at killing people. Yeah, now the reports are out that some 30 million civilians were killed with drone strikes during the Operation Warp Speed and the War on Terror when it began in 2001. And this is also the Obama, I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. Yeah, that Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner that destroyed Libya, the richest country in Africa where people had more rights and benefits than most of the world. I want that guy Assad out of there. Oh, only what, about 600,000 Syrians are dead since Obama started that war? Yeah, murderers, three of them right there, one after another. Little Billy Clinton, an arrogant nothing of a clown, that every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Iraq. Oh, calm down, Salenti. Go to war. Die for unjust causes. Yeah, Bill Clinton, and you can look it up, Madeleine Albright, or not all that bright. And I could tell you when I did a big gig on the QE2 and she was the speaker before me. I could tell you that another time. Anyway, she was ambassador under the UN ambassador under Clinton as he put sanctions on Iraq. And Madeleine Albright is on with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. And Leslie Stahl asks Madeleine Albright, is the price of 500,000 Iraqi children dead because of the sanctions worth the price? And Madeleine, not all that bright, said, yes, it is. There she is, Miss Faccia Brut, right to the right, the lower right. Matter of fact, look at these people. Look at them, and they're telling us what to do. Look at the evilness exuding out of that Faccia Brut's face. A murderer, murderer who condoned that. Oh, and by the way, going back to the article, the latest lies from the Obama regime, repeated endlessly by the prostitute media, are that Russian troops, you ready? And tanks are masking on the Ukraine border. And they're ready to attack. Russia is being warned not to invade Ukraine. Washington puppet state in Eastern Europe are calling for U.S. aircraft and NATO troops to protect them from non-existing threats of a Russian invasion of Eastern Europe. Washington is pressuring its NATO puppets to spend more on armaments and to speed up forward deployments of troops to Russian borders. NATO announced that it suspended civilian and military cooperation with Russia. All right, they've never stopped this. When I was a kid, they had us hiding under a desk because the Russians were going to drop an atom bomb on us. Yeah, like being under a desk was going to make any difference. Yeah, just like when you go into a restaurant, you got to wear a mask because the COVID will get you when you wear a mask walking. Boom, you can sit down, you can take the mask off when you eat. And when you're in an airplane, you can eat and drink without a mask on, but you better put that mask on when you're not eating and drinking, because that's when COVID will get you. I'm saying this because these are the same psychopaths that are taking us to war again. Oh, and building up the military-industrial complex. As the economy goes down the toilet, all these crap heads, what did they pass? What is it, $778 billion? Defense budget? Yeah, you guys did a great job in Iraq. Love what you did in Afghanistan. More money for more murderer. Yay! All right. History before it happens. We tell you what's going on, what it means, and what's next. Again, this is when this was a quarterly. It was a quarterly, and it was 49 pages. Now it's a weekly. Last week was 159 pages. 165 pages. No ad. And no big pictures anymore. We're doing everything we can to help you prepare for this. And you look at the facts. What did I say about gold? What's gold doing today? What did I say about oil? What's oil doing today? Why? Where is it going? What's next? It's history before it happens. And InfoWars is helping you do that as well. Their articles are great, and so too are their analysis. Support InfoWars, and we'll be right back.
Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at preparewithalex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest prices you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you go to preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks, but we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs that affordable food to be prepared, so become self-sufficient now with the best high quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones, and now your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars. They got a great crew. You know, I go there every day to see what they're writing about, the feature stories that they put out there, and it's the top of the top. I mean, they're keeping on the current events, forming future trends. Like, there's no other organization like this doing it. So to keep the truth alive, do what you can to support InfoWars. And they have some great products out there and some super sales that you want to take advantage of. And you really want to discover the power of their activated tri-iodine survival shield X3. It's back in stock now, and it's at 50% off. And they want to make sure that all InfoWarriors can experience the next evolution in activated nascent iodine with a massive sale of Survival Shield X3. And this is only for a limited amount of time. You get X3, you ready? For 50% off. And it's derived from an ancient sea source deep beneath the surface. Survival Shield X3 uses a newly discovered process to stabilize nascent iodine in an activated triiodine form that, you know, it's amplified off the charts, this stuff, the Survival Shield. You got to get it. And just like Survival Shield X2 and the Survival Shield X3 formula was manufactured in a state licensed facility using powerful ingredients to bring you the most powerful and affordable iodine formulas around. This stuff is, again, when build up your immune system, get strong. The people that are going down are the weak, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And with this incredible triiodine form, Survival Shield X3, it can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism to assist your overall well-being. And I'm going to order some of this as well to build my thyroid in better shape. And a new version of the fan favorite formula, Survival Shield X3, is an improvement on the old iodine system that they had. So there's no better time to try this out than the new improved iodine formula. Get your Survival Shield X3 50% off a 1-ounce bottle at InfoWarsStore.com and come to see what triiodine can do for you, because I'm going to go see what it can do for me. Going back to where we left off with the Hate Russia routine, again, that we've been writing about in detail. You saw what happened with the China Olympics. What they're doing to those Uyghurs. Yeah, China's terrible. Not my kind of place, you know. Again, the COVID war made in China. Wrote about this when it happened. Cover of our magazine. January 28th, 2020. Right after the COVID war was launched in China on Chinese Lunar New Year. Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. Our next line was 106. No, excuse me, 104. 1.4 billion still alive. What the hell are you telling me 106 people died out of 1.4 billion in this filthy country? And that's why they wear these stupid masks all the time. Who would have believed that we'd be wearing masks and accepting being locked down like China started that war? So I'm no fan of China. And again, as I said, they started the COVID war because they couldn't stop what was going on in Hong Kong. And I used to be on Hong Kong TV throughout 2019 when they couldn't stop the protests. 7.5 million people, a million were taken to the streets. You can't get a million people in America out of 332 million to take to the streets. So, going back, I'm no fan of China. I don't like the communist nation. We become that. And one of my top trend forecasts is the 20th century was the American century. The 21st is going to be the Chinese century. Because the business of America has been war, while the business of China is business. Going back. And again, we write about this, the dual circulation policy, giving you all the facts in the Trends Journal. Going back. Look how they taught us to hate the Chinese Olympics. Look at the ratings. They're down the toilet. You ready? They did the same thing to Russia back in 2014. Yeah, there's a picture right there. Yeah. You not willing to let an atrocity go to waste. On December 29, 2013, following a terrorist bombing in a train station in Volgograd, a Russian city, several hundred miles from where the Sochi 2014 Olympics were to be hosted, the headlines across America blared, "Terror attack hits Russia leading into 2014 Winter Olympics." I'm not making this up. Again, this is several hundred miles away. Week after week, leading up to the February games, government officials, quote, credible sources, and quote, intelligence experts warned Americans that traveling to Sochi was risky. From toothpaste bombs and shoe bombs to Black Widow bombers, the message was clear. Fear campaign worked. Just days before the opening ceremony, a February 5th CNN poll showed that 57% of Americans believed terror would strike during the Sochi Games. And that wasn't all. According to a steady stream of reports, hotel rooms were in disrepair. The city was filthy. Poor people had been shipped out of sight and stray dogs shot. The Olympic venues were not ready, reporters claim. It wasn't safe to drink the yellow water. You know why? Because they do pee-pee in the yellow water. And there were homophobes everywhere. Minor annoyances were magnified. Americans even popularized the hashtag Sochi Problems, with the hash mark in front of it, on Twitter to highlight any failures. The propaganda campaign was a resounding success. U.S. TV ratings fell 12% from those for the Winter Olympics in Vancouver 4 years earlier. And a Gallup poll in February showed that 60% of Americans viewed Russia unfavorably, the most since 1994, while 63% viewed Putin unfavorably. Thus, when the Ukraine crisis violently erupted, American minds had already been pre-programmed by propaganda. Facts would not get in the way. The stage for war and hate had been masterfully set. Again, we wrote this in 2014. And, you ready? Veteran security consultants like Bill Rathbone. Yeah, he's quoted by, Yahoo News. The security threat is higher than it's ever been in the history of the Olympic Games. Rathburn blurted out, in my opinion, which isn't worth crap head. It's not a matter of whether there will be some incident. It's just a matter of how bad it's going to be. Rathburn was a former police chief in Los Angeles and Dallas. Yep. Rathburn. You were wrong, Junior. You spread the fear and hysteria, Junior. They swallowed your crap, Junior. They're teaching us to hate the Chinese and Russians so they could build up the military complex, industrial intelligence complex that spies on us, that steals our money, and that gets our people killed. Nothing other than dough.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Support InfoWars, get their products, they're terrific. And again, if you want to read history before it happens, there's no magazine like the Trends Journal. You got the Wall Street Journal here today. It's a tiny little thing. $5. $5. Our magazine is $2 a week. The toilet paper record, the New York Times, $3, $6 for Sunday edition. They're giving you for nothing. So do what you can to support us, trendsjournal.com. You know, I get angry, and I see Alex, of course, does too. He who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Because anger looks to the good of justice. And if you can't live amid injustice without anger, you are immoral as well as unjust, said St. Thomas Aquinas, a philosopher. This is a time to be angry in a peaceful way, because he who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. And there's a just cause to be angry. Look at the wars. Look at the lives that they've ruined in this country. You like the Vietnam War? It only cost about 60,000 Americans. You guys were my age. I was of that age. Only about 350,000, you know, wounded seriously and mentally, you know, hundreds of thousands of more killing innocent people. You like that Agent Orange? Yeah, let's poison the whole joint.
No, I know. You like the Iraq War. No, I like the Afghan War. One war after another. We have to stop this. You bet I'm angry. And those that are not against these injustices, you are immoral as well as unjust. Again, according to St. Thomas Aquinas. Let's stay on the war again. We're writing in, this is from the 2014. We go on, Hillary Clinton, because what happened was Crimea broke away from China, not from China, from Ukraine. And they say that Russia seized it, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts make very clearly, they did not seize it, that it had nothing to do with that at all, because the Crimean population is mainly Russian, he went on to note, and that Washington did overlook important facts about modern-day Ukraine. For about 200 years, Ukraine was part of the Russian Empire and the Soviet Union. The Russian Black Sea naval base is located in Crimea. Crimea, a Russian province for most of the period since the time of Catherine the Great, was added to the Soviet Republic of Ukraine. Because what happened was Khrushchev was Ukrainian, and so he said you could be a separate republic. But again, I'm not saying what's right or wrong, just giving you the facts. So here's what Hillary Clinton said. She compared Crimea's 2014 to Czechoslovakia in 1930 and said Russian President Vladimir Putin's actions were like that, quote, what Hitler did back in the 30s. And Vice President Joe Biden managing to ignore that over 80% of Crimeans turned out to vote, with nearly 97 voting yes to reestablish its centuries-long union with Russia, you've got to see page 16, in what international observers called a fair and clean election process, declared it to be, quote, blatant violation of international law, nothing more than land grabbing. All right? I write, pimping himself before 1,000 LGBTs, rights supporters in Los Angeles gala. You ready? Biden made a stab at linking Russia's anti-gay laws to the position it's taken in the Ukraine crisis. How can you be so stupid to compare those two? What does one have to do with another? Well, I'm Joe Biden. Doesn't have to do with anything. Before we wrap up, we want to talk about the equity market. You got the Dow down now, that's about 150 points. It's down more, it's rocking and rolling back and forth. Over in Europe, the equities on average are down nearly 2% today. Oil prices are at 8-year high. And you're looking at Brent crude now approaching $97 a barrel. What does that mean? There's a thing called inflation that they lied to us about. Again, your Trends Journal said inflation was real and would get worse when little Jerome Powell, either lying or really stupid, was saying over a year ago that it was temporary. Now it's transitory. Now it's transgendatory. You gotta be proper. Along with Ms. Fatia Bruta, Janet Yellen, these clowns, one after another. Oh, you mean the one that was the former head of the Fed bankster gang that's now our Treasury Secretary? Yeah, they said it was only temporary and transitory. Oh, and that our number is when inflation hits 2%, we're going to raise interest rates. You mean them? And every time they raised interest rates since the panic of 08, you never saw inflation going this high?
Last time they raised them, inflation was like a 1.8%. And now it's at 7.5%, and they haven't raised them yet because they want all that cheap money to keep flowing into the equities markets so that bigs could buy up everything like they're doing. Merger and acquisition activity was at an all-time high in 2021. The billionaires got, a handful of them got $1 trillion richer. So, the equities, oil, all things are connected. Oil prices hit over $100 a barrel. You're going to see inflation take off big time. Big time. What does it mean? It already means that although wages have gone up, even at this inflation level, the wages are down about 3%. It also means they're going to have to raise interest rates. When interest rates hit 1.5% to 2%, that's our forecast, you're going to see the greatest depression hit. If they're raising 50 basis points, it won't mean a lot. But even this talk about raising them from near zero to that is shaking the markets up to show you the volatility. Let's go back to inflation. When they raise interest rates because of inflation, they have to service a $30 trillion debt. The higher interest rates go, the more it costs them to service that debt, as well as all of the people with adjustable rate mortgages and other big loans that are adjusted by inflation. Oh yeah, you're going to have to pay more as things are going down in the economy. You see where this is heading? And again, I don't give financial advice. We write about in the Trends Journal how to prepare, prevail, and prosper. I'm still with GSB. Gold, silver, Bitcoin. Even with Bitcoin taking a big hit, it's at, what is it, still at $42,000 a coin? And again, we've been right on target where the breakout points of this has been. When it goes to a certain point, I'm going to see it go lower. Another way, we're going to go higher. We are in a complete category of madness. And all you have to do is look at the faces of the freaks running the show. That's it. All you have to do is look at them. This thing's going to go down big and hard if we don't have freedom, peace, and justice. So do what you can to support our church, freedompeacejustice.com. Support InfoWars. And again, if you want to read history before it happens, it's a money-back guarantee. 30 days. TrendsJournal.com. TrendsJournal.com. Great being on. Thank you, Alex Jones, and all the staff.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.